From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, as the National Assembly moves forward with its investigation into the Election Day ballot shortages, lawmakers slam key election officials for not showing up. The KOSPI, which had soared past the 9,000-point mark, plunges nearly 10%, triggering a circuit breaker. And North Korea reasserts its plans to expand its nuclear arsenal and reaffirms its policy categorizing South Korea as the most hostile state. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. Lawmakers have grilled current and former election officials over the June 3rd ballot shortages as a parliamentary investigation gets underway. The National Election Commission delivered its briefing at the National Assembly on Tuesday during a plenary session of a special committee in charge of the inquiry. Kim Bum-su reports.
이상 의원들, 판사, 변호사, 뭐 교수님들 뭐 하는데 이 사람도 하는 일이 뭐예요?
Ruling and opposition lawmakers spoke with one voice as they reprimanded election officials for the ballot paper shortages and for their failure to properly respond to the situation.
뭐가 어디서부터 틀렸는지 다 확인하십시오.
The Election Commission's own fact-finding committee believes more than 30 people were unable to cast ballots on Election Day as voting was suspended at a total of 26 polling stations, mostly in Seoul's Songpa District. The former chiefs of the Seoul Election Commission and its Songpa branch failed to appear for the hearing in the morning, citing other professional commitments, and showed up in the afternoon only after their absence provoked outrage among lawmakers from both the ruling and opposition parties. Many of the commissioners, including those in charge of Seoul and Songpa, served as non-standing members of the election body while working as full-time judges. Lawmakers at the hearing said the Election Commission suffers from structural problems. The special committee plans to carry out on-site inspections to look into those problems during its 45-day mandate. Kim Bum-su, KBS World Radio News.
The Korea Composite Stock Price Index plunged nearly 10% on Tuesday, closing just above the 8,200 level after a steep decline. The benchmark index finished at 8,203.84, down 910.71 points, or 9.99%. from the previous session. It opened down 31.01 points or 0.34% at 9,083.54 and briefly attempted to rebound but soon reversed course and fell sharply throughout the day. The downturn triggered a sell-side sidecar at 11:40 a.m. and a circuit breaker at 2:33 p.m., suspending trading for 20 minutes. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ index also plunged 76.88 points or 7.94% to close at 891.52, falling below the 900 mark. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says the only way for his country to cope with a complex, unpredictable global security situation is to fully exercise its position as a nuclear weapons state. North Korean state-run media said Tuesday that Kim delivered the message at a central committee meeting of the ruling Workers' Party, which began Saturday and lasted 3 days. Eileen Cahill has more.
North Korea has reasserted its plans to expand its nuclear weapons capabilities. According to the country's state-run media on Tuesday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made that clear in a speech during a three-day meeting of the ruling Workers' Party, which wrapped up the previous day. At the meeting, the ruling party resolved to accelerate the construction of a 10,000-ton class strategic guided missile cruiser. Kim was cited as accusing South Korea and the U.S. of making the situation on the Korean Peninsula more dangerous by upgrading their combined nuclear operational capabilities, and as saying that the purpose of the nuclear consultative group is to attack his country. Pyongyang also reiterated its view of South Korea as the most hostile state. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance reiterated his claim that Iran has agreed to allow nuclear inspectors back into the country after the first round of high-level negotiations between the two countries concluded in Switzerland on Monday. Speaking from the Bergenstock Resort at Lake Lucerne, Vance said Iran agreed to invite International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors back into the country. He described the development as a major milestone for the American people and the first step in permanently denuclearizing or permanently ending a nuclear weapons program in Iran. Vance added that discussions with the IAEA could happen as soon as today. Under their Memorandum of Understanding, Iran's highly enriched uranium stockpile will undergo dilution, also known as downblending, to lower its purity directly in the field under the supervision of the IAEA. Academic evaluations indicate that pandemic-era school closures have contributed to an alarming decline in children's math achievement and foundational skills, particularly among third-year middle school students nationwide. Data released Tuesday by the Ministry of Education and the Korea Institute of Curriculum and Evaluation showed that in 2025, approximately 15% to 17% of third-year middle school students scored very low in math subjects. The ratio of these students corresponding to 1, which is the lowest math achievement level, was 14.9%, the highest since 2017, when the national-level academic achievement evaluation was converted to sample group evaluation. During the acute phase of COVID-19 between 2020 and 2022, these students were in the upper grades of elementary school. The evaluation conducted in September of last year involved 25,992 middle and high school students from 539 schools. State data shows that men's household labor output has increased by 35% over the past 5 years, but women's labor still accounts for 73% of total unpaid domestic work. The Ministry of Data and Statistics released the findings on Tuesday of the 2024 National Time Transfer Accounts, which incorporate data on unpaid caregiving and domestic services within households. The report showed that women's share of the housework and child care burden, such as cleaning and parenting, continues into old age up to around age 84. It also found that when the burden of housework is at its peak, women perform 7.7 times more domestic labor than men. The National Time Transfer Accounts measure unpaid household labor that is not included in the gross domestic product, tracking its production, consumption, and intergenerational transfer by age and gender. Less than a tenth of a millimeter of rain is forecast for Tuesday night in the southeastern Gyeongsang region and on Jeju Island. The Korea Meteorological Administration says cloudy skies are expected in the central areas on Wednesday, with overcast skies over the southern region and on Jeju. Jeju Island will likely see up to 30 millimeters of precipitation until Wednesday, accompanied by strong winds. Up to 10 millimeters of rain could hit parts of South Jeolla Province in the southwest and South Gyeongsang Province in the southeast early Wednesday and areas along the east coast during morning hours. Morning low temperatures across the country will range between 14 and 20 degrees Celsius on Wednesday, with daytime highs between 22 and 29 degrees. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.